Hello and welcome everybody to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting for the Cabazon Water District on Tuesday, August 20th, 2024 at 5 o'clock p.m. If we could all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Roll call.
Board Vice Chair Terry Tincture.
Here.
Board Chair Sarah Wargo.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Okay, so under the financials tab, up first, we have the balance sheet. And this is as of July 31st, 2024. We're only 1 month into the fiscal year. So on line five, we have the total cash and investments, which is Chase Bank, cash, LAIF, and California class accounts. The balance was at $2.1 million at the end of the month. And then down on line 32, we have total liabilities, which was at $593,000 at the end of the month. Any questions on this first page?
No.
Okay. Moving on. So again, this is as of July 31st, 2024, and we should be at 8% of the year. If any of them are much higher, much lower, I'll explain why. So up first is revenues, and on line four we have commodity sales, which is the water usage for customer bills. Right now it's at 11%. It's been a little bit hotter, so people have been using more water for the past month. Down on line seven we have basic facility fees. That one's at 73% already. We budgeted for, I think it was 2 3/4 inch meters and 2 5/8 inch meters, and we've already had a couple people pay for those new services already. It was, I don't have the list.
I think it was 3 or 4 already.
I think we put 4 in. And what happens on that is they put half down and they have a year to pay the remainder of the amount. So we still have another 34,600 coming due by the end of the year, just for these services that were installed.
So that one's going to end pretty good. Over.
Down in this area, were they?
I think there was one here on Broadway. We did three the first week. So I think we're right at four.
I think so.
Yeah.
Right. Admin, Maxine D.
The first week.
Moving on line 14, we have interest income for investment accounts. That one's at 12% already. So that's for the California class and LAIF accounts. The interest rates are higher than we expected, and then we also just transferred more money from our just regular Chase account that does not earn interest into the California class account, so we'll be getting even more interest on that. On line 17, we have total revenues, which is at 10%, so just a little bit over already. And now on to expenses. On line 25, we have the total payroll, which is at 11%. That's because there was a third pay period in July. There's 2 months throughout the year that have 3 pay periods, usually it's just 2, and July was one of them. On line 31, we have the line repair and maintenance materials, which is at 14%. The timing of purchases for those materials are kind of random, and we just did a lot more of it this month than hopefully.
A major portion of it was $3,200 for meter boxes because we're installing so many services. We want to make sure we have inventory on hand moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And then on line 32, we have well maintenance, which is only at 2%. So far, I think the only purchase in that was for chemicals, chlorine, sodium hypochlorite.
Mm-hmm.
On line 44, we have printing and publication, which is at 56% of the year, but the total budget is only $500, so it was only $280 out of $500. But that was for the standby charge notices that we had to put out. And any questions on this first page or second page?
I'm good.
Okay, moving on. On line 50, we have financial audit, which is at 0% right now, but we did just have the auditors come in yesterday, so we'll start seeing a lot more billing for that in the next couple months. Down on line 60, we have shop supplies and small tools. Hasn't been a lot of activity. We're only at 4% so far, but that one, there usually is a lot of, we did make a couple purchases this month, so we'll see more activity next month. On line 63, we have safety, which is at 44%. We did buy an ice machine because it's been so hot, so that way the guys can keep ice in their coolers to keep their drinks cold. And then we also purchased some first aid kits and
some safety training classes, too.
Safety training classes.
So Ice Cube was for the heat and illness prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I bought that.
My little unit.
On line 66, service trucks, repair and maintenance. That one's at 23%. One of the trucks, it kept stalling whenever it was idle and when it was really hot out, so they had to replace the fuel pump module on that.
Yeah, the fuel pump, the sensor, and there was a towing involved in that.
Yeah. And then also oil changes on some of the other cars were done. Down on line 74, total expenses, it's at 9%, so just a little bit over. And then on line 78, we have the net income slash loss. Right now, we're at an income of $43,150. Any questions?
Yeah, on the ice maker, is it getting water? Is it getting the water from the building?
Yes.
So is it drinkable?
No, it just.
So they can't, like, okay, it's just.
There are issues on to keep out the water.
It does have a filter in it. It has a built-in filter. Because I use the water from the refrigerator because it's got a filter in it. I know it doesn't filter out.
I noticed you had a third eye growing.
Yeah. Well, no, I've always been deficient.
Okay, so on the last page then, we have the capital detail, which is a little, not a lot going on so far, but for line 5, we do have the Bonita vault. Right now, it is over budget already. That's because the materials, we had budgeted for them to be put in last year's financials, but because of the time that they were delivered, they're showing up on this year's. Was he going to add an extra line?
He was going to add an extra line on that. What happened was I ordered the material on June 6th, and it was delivered on July 2nd. And we thought maybe we could accrue it, and they said no. It went back and forth. In fact, the auditor was here that day, and they were going to try and put it back, and they said, no, you can't. So they're going to create another line item on that. we'll come back to that when she's done, because I have some more explanations on the Bonita vault.
Yeah, the only other one I was going to bring up was line 15, the Esperanza water line improvement. That one's at 23%, but it should be pretty close to done in the next couple of months. They're finishing up the work this week. And then we'll just have some admin costs besides that. But the bulk of it is the construction, and that's getting done this week.
So back to the Bonita vault. So this project was delayed because we originally ordered the vault from Oldcastle, and they weren't responding about 4 months, and finally I got tired of them and went on to Jensen. And unfortunately, we had to pay a little bit more. The original quote was from Oldcastle was $25,900, and then we had to pursue Jensen, which was $28,062. So they required half down, which was paid on the previous budget cycle, and then the remainder was paid this year. So that Bonita vault is currently 102%, but it's going to be even more. So the whole project, I budgeted $70,000 for. But because we had to pay an additional $2,162 for the new going from Oldcastle to Jensen, the project ended at $72,286.
Oh my God.
But, so that's kind of where the difference came in. But now, this year, we're going to have $42,000 that we paid this month that's going to show up on the Bonita Vault.
Because it was...
The material was delivered. Like I said, we ordered it in June. It was delivered in July 2nd. That was for $20,000. We had to pay the remainder of the vault. That was $15,000. And then we had to have the crane operator, which was $7,000. So that's what takes it. So I always want to help balance the books. So here's how we're going to do that. We are going to receive an additional $34,620 in capital facilities charges. We just received a check for the sale of the Main Street property for $168,000.
Oh, awesome.
And we're also going to receive a check from the cell tower lease for the signing of the new contract for $5,000. So we have those additional funds coming just to make sure that we're not going to operate as a deficit. So we're okay financially.
We're getting another cell tower?
No. We did a new cell tower lease. So we had to do a new agreement, and they said if you do it before this date, we'll give you a $5,000 signing. So we did that. And another item that will come to light as well is I budgeted $136,000 for the new well 4 electrical panel. So I budgeted $136,000 for that. The panel itself costs $119,000 with the addition of a pump control valve and a clay valve. That's another $18,000. So the $18,000 we can move to next year's budget, which would help balance our bottom line again for this year. Because if we're going to order, when we order the electrical panel, it's a 330-day lead time. So when that panel gets ordered, it probably won't be installed until the end of this budget cycle, and we can operate the valves manually until the next budget cycle to help offset the $18,000. So,
is that a typical hold on that type of item?
In today's economy, yes. And the other thing, too, is when we order the material, the $20,000 that showed up a little bit late that's on this year budget cycle, there is basically only two vendors right now. So you have Western Waterworks and you have Core and Main. Now Core and Main bought D'Angelo and Inland Waterworks. So they merged. But we do have another vendor that I just made contact with. I think it's Y.A. McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wrote it down. But so I made contact with him, so he's going to be able to provide material quotes. So now we have three.
And there's Iconics over in Paris.
Iconics.
I-C-O-N-I-X.
So that'll help with the competitive bidding price.
And there's Ferguson Waterworks.
Ferguson.
They're out of Corona. I use all four of those guys. Iconics, Western, Ferguson, and Corona.
Basically all I have. So yeah, the Bonita Vault is going to be a little bit over, but we'll make do. Like they said, they were going to create another line item to put that $20,000 that was supposed to be on last year, but the delivery date doesn't qualify for last year's budget, so unfortunately.
Actually, Ferguson's right in Riverside. Right there, opposite.
Do we have anything else? Do we have any public comments? Okay.
You have any comments?
All right, then.
And with that, then I think we are done. 5:13.